Bess, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much.
You focus on the town of St. Albans. That's in northern Vermont. Give us a glimpse of this town, just about 15 miles from the Canadian border.
St. Albans is in Franklin County, which is above Burlington. It is, you know, a beautiful town, but has gone through some hard times. I think now is really actually entering a renaissance. But about 5 or 6 years ago, when prescription drug addiction started to rear its ugly head here in Vermont, St. Albans became one of the hot spots for prescription drug addiction. However, as we all know, you know, it doesn't really matter, because I could have walked down the street in St. Johnsbury in my close community during that time and gotten any prescription drug I wanted, or any, really almost any small town in Vermont. But for whatever reasons, things were sort of boiling up over in that part of the state. And, you know, at the same time, there was this amazing pediatrician, Fred Holmes, who started to treat young people around their recovery from opiate addiction.
Most of his patients are teenagers to early 20s, struggling with addiction under his care. Now, why is a pediatrician working with these young adults?
Well, what essentially happened was that Fred had been running Mousetrap Pediatrics for 30 years, being the quintessential country doctor. I mean, this guy knew everybody in town, and everybody knew him, and he literally made house calls for years. I mean, he's just a wonderful guy. And I don't know, about 8 years ago or so, a young man who he had known since birth walked into his office at the age of 16 and said, "Doc, you got to help me. I'm addicted to painkillers and I don't know what to do." And Fred had no idea what to do either. And he decided that he would try to figure it out. The way that doctors can help in people's recovery is that they can get their buprenorphine license or Suboxone license, and then they can help treat people with Suboxone, which is sort of like methadone. It helps stop the cravings that people have when they're trying to get off of opiates, and it's a blocker, so that if you take oxycodone or Percocet or any of these drugs that you're used to, that you actually don't get high from it. So it's a small tool in your journey to recovery. And so Fred got his license and then connected with the local social service agency treatment center there in St. Albans called the Howard Center. And together they worked to start treating these young people.
Here is a clip from the film The Hungry Heart. A young man named Dustin, raised on a dairy farm, and Kyle, that first young man that Dr. Fred Holmes treated, talking about how they got hooked.
When I got there and they had it all crushed up and lined up for everybody, and said, "Here, Macy, here's your line." And I was like, "What is that?
What is this thing that is so great that they are talking about? Keep telling me you should try."
And they're like, "Oxycontin." And I said, "Okay." And I was like, I was kind of skeptical on it. And anyway, young, dumb, curious mind, so I'll do it.
He had gotten a couple pills off from another friend, and we crushed them up and did them.
Sat there, and I was like, "What? If this is what them things do, I want more of them."
So we hear that many of the people struggling addiction started with prescription drugs, many taking the same drugs as their parents or their grandparents. Many begin with Oxy or Percocets and then make their way to heroin. Why is heroin so prevalent now in these rural Vermont towns and all over the country, really?
Well, the irony with this is that I've been making documentary films for over 20 years here in Vermont, and about 10 years ago, in the early 2000s, I was asked to make a movie on heroin addiction in Vermont. And then I went off and I did other films and did other projects, and lo and behold, 10 years later, I'm working on a film on prescription drug addiction, which became a big epidemic over the last 5 years, still is, and of course is in New Hampshire and Maine and everywhere. And then when we started touring The Hungry Heart this fall to 34 towns in Vermont, lo and behold, heroin is back. So, you know, my feeling about heroin and prescription drugs is they're both opiates. One is man-made and one comes from a poppy seed, but they're interchangeable. And for sure, we know that people start off with prescription drugs and move on to heroin. You know, why heroin now? Why opiates? I mean, I think that there Right now, it's an economic situation, which is that opiates have become a little bit more expensive, and so heroin is now cheaper. And so if you're a drug addict, you're going to go for the cheaper of the two drugs.
Bess O'Brien is with us. She's the award-winning filmmaker behind The Hungry Heart. It's a documentary about how opiate addiction is changing life in one small Vermont town. The film was used during Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin's State of the State address to call attention to the drug problem plaguing small Vermont towns. Let's hear more of that interaction between Fred and some of his patients. He tells you that it is an unhappy kind of medicine to practice, and he is not trained as a drug counselor, but he's a gentle-hearted, caring pediatrician whose clinic tests kids and provides them with a loving, regular monitoring. Here he is with a patient named Stevie. I think he's 15 or 16, and he is homeless.
You know, if you take 2.5 one day and the next day you only try and take 2, you're gonna detox a bit, you're going to feel a bit sick. And that's going to make you use more. So like we talked about before, you have to stick to 2 a day.
I'm sitting at home all day doing nothing, and it makes me want it.
Use. So what I did is I specifically gave you just enough to get to next Tuesday afternoon, only if you take them the way you're supposed to take them. And the hard part is if this continues, I'm not going to be able to take care of you.
That conversation brings up a few things, one of which is that Suboxone itself can be abused and can become addictive. Has this combination of treatment at the Harris Center and regular check-ins with Dr. Holmes made any measurable difference in drug use in St. Albans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Suboxone can be looked at as a controversial drug, although there's a lot of studies that show that it can be extremely helpful with certain people's recovery process. I mean, the thing with recovering from drug addiction is, number one, you have to be seriously ready to do it. The second thing we know is that there are many relapses in trying to get clean. So, you know, saying, this is it, I'm done, usually takes 2 or 3 times for it to really stick. So Suboxone is one tiny, small tool in the huge toolbox of recovery, the recovery process. They have to do many, many, many other things in addition to taking Suboxone, including going to outpatient services, therapy, AA meetings, NA meetings, all series of things. They also have to change their people, places, things. And in the perfect world, they would have really strong support systems around them to get them through this very difficult process. There are some people who use Suboxone who do abuse it or, you know, sell it or fall off the program and just go back to using prescription drugs. Suboxone can be actually abused and used to get high. Because drug addicts are extremely smart, they have figured out a way to break down Suboxone, crush it, and snort it. So it has to be monitored. It has to be looked at every week when these young patients come in or any patient comes in. They have urinalysis. They're looked at by the doctor. We have to look at Suboxone with a critical eye, but also with an eye towards people's recovery. And there are people in the film that say this drug helped me tremendously in getting clean. And if we are helping, you know, even half of the people who are on Suboxone get clean, then we're ahead of the game, in my opinion.
The New York Times just did a series on what it called the heroin epidemic in Vermont. Now, it focused on two towns, working class Rutland and the tonier college town of Bennington, painting a very grim picture of, you know, people removing their own teeth to get opiate prescriptions, and also cash-strapped little towns, few resources, few treatment centers or beds in rehabs. Some of those services that you spoke about, there's not just the Suboxone, there's so much different support needed. How is addiction playing out differently in rural communities, do you think?
Well, you know, it's been really interesting because since the governor made his State of the State, we have been just overwhelmed with the national press, from Al Jazeera to, you know, the New York Times, to the Boston Globe, to journalists who came over from Holland to do a story, who knew that Holland had a big opiate addiction, but a lot of press in Canada. But anyway, the point is that the question they always ask is sort of the same question you're asking, which is, why Vermont? And I guess what I would first say is that why? Because first of all, we stepped up to the plate and just said we had the problem. I mean, with all due respect, I think that all of New England is dealing with this problem. I'm sure New Hampshire is. In fact, I was just listening to NHPR a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about it. This is everywhere. This is, I mean, yesterday I got a phone call from a woman in Kentucky who is saying her community is being devastated by prescription drug addiction. And I got an email from somebody in Alaska saying that they are just overwhelmed with this issue and can they show the film? So the point is, the first thing is that we, Vermont has just stepped up to the plate and said, hello, we have a problem. So I don't think there is a lot of difference between Vermont and Maine or New Hampshire or Massachusetts or Kentucky or anywhere else. I think everybody is dealing with this issue. Why rural? Because I think that, first of all, Vermont has two major highways going through it, 89 and 91. They both come up from, you know, New York, Boston, Springfield, Hartford, all of these major cities. I mean, when you go down there, you can buy heroin and prescription drugs at a much cheaper price. You can bring them up to Vermont and sell them for almost twice as much. So we're a fertile market for selling these things. So I think that's one reason. I think people think of drugs as a urban problem, partly because of what we see in the media. You know, we think of gangs, we think of inner city, we think of the streets of LA. But I mean, as you know, rural states struggle with addiction, drinking, alcoholism, all of these things just as much as urban areas. And I think that the particular challenges in rural states is, frankly, that, you know, there are a lot of communities that don't have a lot going on. There's not a lot for young people to do. They're in the middle of nowhere. They can't get to a movie theater, a bowling alley, or a teen center because it doesn't exist in their community. They have to get in a car and travel. And so I think some of it is boredom. Some of it is not a lack of things for young people to do. You know, maybe it's the winter. I don't know. I asked the journalist from Holland, I said, well, maybe it's just these long winters that are hard. I also think, of course, that addiction connects with poverty and lack of resources for folks. That definitely has a correlation. However, as we know, addiction cuts across all socioeconomic backgrounds. I mean, look at Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Well, Bess, I want to thank you for your work on this issue and helping get Vermont up to that plate.
Thank you so much.
Bess O'Brien, an award-winning filmmaker and co-founder of Kingdom County Productions. She's the filmmaker behind The Hungry Heart. It's a documentary about how opiate addiction is changing life in a small Vermont town. Her film was used in Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin's State of the State address to call attention to the drug problem plaguing small Vermont towns. You can watch a trailer and find resources for addicts and families and find out where the film is going to be showing. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you for joining us today. If you like what you heard, please pass it along to a friend. You can browse the archives, email friends, or post segments on social media at wordofmouthradio.org. And we'd also like to hear your thoughts on the opiate scourge in rural New England. A series in the New York Times last week identified a heroin epidemic in two Vermont towns, Rutland and Bennington. Reactions on Twitter to the series were swift. Many Benningtonites were insulted by what they felt an unduly grim portrait of their quaint village. Some readers praised Rutland police for recognizing that the town could not arrest its way out of the problem and advocated for addiction services and treatment. Others took a stiffer approach, one suggesting that addicts and the people who shelter or support or even rent to them be publicly shamed for their role in spreading poison to kids. We'd like to know what you think. Has there been a rise in opiate abuse in your community? Has it touched your life or the life of your family? And how do you think it should be handled? The conversation is happening on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us for more Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2, right here on listener-supported New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Zach Nugent,
and senior producer Maureen McMurray.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR,
its board of trustees,
or its underwriters. Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.